I'd like to thank Aaron K. for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbischneeweis.substack.com. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my Substack at rabbischneeweis.substack.com on April 4th, 2024, originally written as a Shalhavet Dvar Torah on March 21st, 2014. And the article is entitled Shmini, DUI, Davening Under the Influence. Parshas Shmini recounts the deaths of Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aharon. According to the plain pshat, the straightforward reading of the text, they died because, quote, they brought before Hashem a strange fire that he had not commanded them. End quote from Vikra 10.1. They invented their own form of worship and introduced it into the Avodas HaMishkan, the tabernacle service. This sin was liable for Misa Bidei Shemayim, death at the hands of heaven. Rashi, citing a midrash, Vikra 12.1, explains that Nadav and Avihu's sin was due in part to the fact that they entered the Mishkan while drunk. The proof of this is that shortly after they die, Hashem commands Aaron, quote, do not drink intoxicating wine, you and your sons with you, when you come to the tent of meeting, that you do not die. This is an eternal decree for your generations, end quote from Vikra 10.9. The juxtaposition of this prohibition to the deaths of Nadav and Avihu implies that intoxication played a role in their sin and demise. We learn from the aforementioned verse that it is prohibited for a Kohen to do avoda, sacrificial service, or enter the Mikdash, temple, while drunk. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah number 152 explains, quote, the root of this mitzvah is well known. It is not proper to be involved in the most precious matters, such as Mikdash activities and matters of Torah, unless one's mind is settled and focused on all of his actions. There's no need to elaborate on simple things. End quote. Avoda b'mikdash, service in the temple, isn't the only activity which is prohibited to do while under the influence of alcohol. The same is true of avoda shebalev, service of the heart, otherwise known as tefillah, prayer or davening. Those who daven while drunk violate a prohibition, do not fulfill their obligation, and their tefillah is considered an abomination. Irvin 64a, and see Ramam Hilchos Tefillah Ubirkas Konim 4:17. The Gemara in Brachos 31b goes even further, saying, quote, if a person prays while drunk, it is as if he worships Avodah Zarah, idolatry, end quote. The question is, how so? The Rashba, in his commentary on Agadah, explains, quote, it is a well-known fact that drunkenness befuddles the mind to the extent that it brings a person to deny truth and to affirm falsehood. As the sages said, on Purim one is obligated to become intoxicated until he cannot recognize the difference between blessed is Mordechai and accursed is Haman, Megillah 7b. And he will see deceptive imaginings, dimyonos kozvim. If a person stands before a Kadosh Baruch Hu in prayer while drunk, it is possible that in his confused state he will arrive at deceptive imaginings, which is Avodah Zarah in truth. End quote from the Rashba. The Rashba explains this Gemara by identifying Avodah Zarah in truth as a confused mind which arrives at deceptive imaginings. My Rosh HaYeshiva gave a similar definition. He said that the essence of Avodah Zarah is, quote, relating to the products of the psyche as a reality, end quote. Drunkenness predisposes a person to distort truth, to affirm falsehood, and to be seduced by deceptive imaginings. When drunkards engage in Avodah, whether the Avodah B'Mikdash of Korbanos or the Avodah Shebalev of Tefillah, they run the risk of relating to the products of the imagination as a reality, which is Avodah Zarah in truth. Instead of serving as a vehicle to bring them closer to Hashem, the source of objective reality, their avoda will cause them to retreat inward into the world of subjective fantasy. Chazal teach us that Avodah Zarah is the antithesis of the entire Torah, Horios 8a. The Rashba's explanation sheds light on this concept. Avodah Zarah is the denial of objective reality and the affirmation of the imagination as real. The Torah is the regimen designed to bring us closer to reality and to shield us from the distortions of the imagination. Avoda is the primary tool we were given to achieve this closeness. Drunkenness renders that tool ineffective. The harsh penalty suffered by Nadav and Avihu was necessary to drive home this fundamental truth.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbischneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at matt-schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are mattschneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.